Welcome to Whoop Dan's Saturday Set, where the disappointment of last week becomes this week's excitement. King's Own, it's time for Super Saturday.
It's on again, and the track's drying, and we're very, very happy to have a big, big meeting up at Eagle Farm.
You love a Super Saturday, don't you, Fizz?
You can't wait for a Super Saturday.
Very good. So today, of course, we're going to talk about a couple of the races that were postponed last week, the Kingsford Smith and the Derby. We'll talk about them a little bit later. We've got two feature races to get stuck into. We're going to do a bit of a deep dive into the Oaks. The Oaks is a very compelling race. I got three videos to show us, and that'll basically then we'll see all the horses that are well in the market. Let's start at Randwick. So this horse, Let's Fly, Richard and Will Friedman horse, absolutely bolted in. You want us to keep an eye on the horse that's going to run second called She's a Dealer, a New Zealand horse, about to go to second. So Let's Fly won. It was like 30 or 40 to 1. So maybe it's an anomaly, maybe it's not. But we'll watch She's a Dealer.
She's a Dealer is 50 to 1. I just thought it was a bit of value on Saturday. Coming over from New Zealand, can improve up to 2,200.
Yep.
So just value-wise, I thought She's a Dealer at 50 to 1 wasn't a bad price.
Okay, so Let's Fly is about $18 in the Oaks market. We'll have a look at that in a second. Let's look at Panito in the Gold Coast Bracelet. Obviously a blue horse, a Godolphin horse. Very wet day. This was the day when Antino absolutely bolted in the Hollandale.
This is another one I think is quite good value. They put up around $10 into about $8.50 now, I think, but I thought Panito was a definite chance as well.
All right, and the last video we're going to watch is, of course, the Roses. And we've got Philia, who did it all the way out in front, basically.
We bet up.
We've got other horses that run second and third here are well in the market. You've got Jenny's Meadow of
Where's
Pride
Benny?
Of Jenny fame. You got Benninger was way out the back, was disappointing, but, you know, there's plenty of excuses. And you've also got moving out the Chris Waller horse coming third there, which will be ridden by J-Mac. So we know a bit about all the horses. Let's move and go and have a look at the market. Here it is. You've got Philia at the top. Benadryl, of course, has Treasure of the Moment form and won the South Australian Oaks. Then you've got a lot of other decent chances. Take it away, son.
Well, let's talk Philia first. So we just saw Philia winning there a couple of weeks ago. Barrier 7 that day. Draws barrier 16 on Saturday. So big, big difference in barriers, which is a negative, especially over 2,200 where you've got to go hard out of that barrier 16. The other negative for me is Doomben to Eagle Farm. I think Doomben's a bit more on pace than what Eagle Farm will be. And the other, the 200. Philia's gone from 2,000 to 2,200. There's a little bit more pressure in this race as well. So
a lot more pressure, I'd say.
Philia won't get as easy for K-Mac. What do you say about Philia?
Went 5 lengths quicker than standard in front last start in Philia's race.
And they did
work
go faster.
They had to work pretty hard. And if you have a look, a lot of the horses behind that ran home, which moving out, Jenny's Meadow, for example, Churchill's Choice, they were all back in the field. Now, Churchill's Choice was the best run out of those three, sitting three wide, no cover the whole way. I thought it was the best run out of the three. Moving out was a nice run, but tailed off to last, then got the hot tempo in front and got to storm down the centre of the track. So I think Philia's run was full of merit, and I think that it deserves to be favourite and be very hard to beat, and I don't think barrier 16 is going to bother it because I think it'll push on to lead anyway. So look, if it goes five lengths quicker than standard last start, then I can't see why this time it can't get a decent run in transit and maybe run out the extra 200 metres.
Pretty well found at 440, though. Do you think that's a good price?
It is,
or do you think
but
we'll
then
start
why is Benadryl 550 after that huge failure? I was always saying that I thought Benadryl was probably an afterthought coming here. For me, Benadryl massive unders. I didn't think it was the horse to beat. So,
okay.
440, fair enough. You're probably going to see a bit bigger on race day. You might see $5. Churchill's Choice looked the value for me in this race. Didn't particularly want to be on Jenny's Meadow, although it hit the line quite nicely. And I didn't love those horses only because the ones we watched in the replays, is they're all on bog tracks. Yep. It's going to be a good track, I'd suggest, there on the weekend. And I don't love the bog track form.
Yeah. So Benadryl drew 13, which I was heavily against Benadryl last start. 13 now draws 5. Zara's going to sit a bit closer. I don't particularly like Benadryl in this race. The way Benadryl finished off, didn't really do much for me at all. I think they can both potentially get rolled. From a pure odds perspective, I agree with Fitz. Churchill's Choice, I thought was a decent price. What a Ladbrokes, $11. Yeah, I thought that was decent. And the other two, which I mentioned when we were showing the videos, Panito and also She's a Dealer, were my three in a very, very low confidence race.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to move on to the Moreton Cup. It's the last chance to get a golden ticket into the Stradbroke. You can also get a golden ticket into the Tats Tiara. The Tats Tiara is a fillies and mares race that finishes the carnival off a Group 1 race. Bella Nipotina won it last year. So that's the Moreton Cup. Let's bring the market up and have a bit of a chat about it. 1,200 metre race. Some nice horses in here. So, Fizz, we might talk to you to start it off. So let's go through the first sort of three or four in the market. Front Page ran in the Quokka.
Yep.
Was disappointing. A Little Deep ran really well in the Sangster that was won by Charmstone.
Yep.
Hidden Wealth has been a bit disappointing. The interesting one's Punch Lane. So Punch Lane won the Hawkesbury Gold Cup over 1,600 metres, comes back to 1,200 because they want it to run in the Stradbroke, which is 1,400, which is, you know, 10 days from now. You were sort of a bit perplexed as to why they would put it in this race, is it?
Yeah, look, right? The 1,600 back to 1,200 metres for Punch Lane is not really something that I'd be looking for right now. You're saying they're aiming at trying to get in the Stratty. So I guess maybe they want to run under its belt. I'm not sure of the...
They said they might not definitely run
look,
in this race.
To me, it's an out-and-out wet track as well.
The track looks like it's drying out quickly.
Yeah, well, it's a heavy tracker. Like, this horse loves the wet. So it was Hawkesbury Heavy 10 or whatever it was. It's 3 from 3 on the heavy. Look, it's an on-speed horse too, and there's no way it's getting even near the speed in this race. Like, it's more likely to sit last. Maybe if they're all running out of puff late, it could get over the top. I mean, Eagle Farm is more suited to horses that come from behind than Doomben is. So I guess in that respect, it may have a chance. But look, Front Page, I'll start there. It failed in the Quokka.
Yep. It was near favourite, wasn't it? It was 5.
It was favourite. It was actually heavily backed.
Was it favourite, wasn't it? Even
yeah, heavily backed.
The overpass was favourite.
Yeah, but no, I think it overtook favouritism. Wow. I think. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, Front Page failed, but... Goes well first up. We've got no public trial, so we don't know how it's going.
Yep.
It's a speed horse. It and Hidden Wealth are the two speed horses. Look, Hidden Wealth didn't even give a yelp last start. I don't know if the Golan factor is the reason why it's so hard in the market, but it went terrible last start. So it'd have to improve.
It was in the 10,000, though.
Yeah, it'd have to improve still, grade. I think, to sort of come into this. Little Deep. Going well, good trainer, lightweight, really good chance. There's a lot of tail to this race, so it's hard to know with a few of those older horses like Cannonball and Spacewalk and Samana first up. But yeah, those if Front Page runs to its previous runs, I think it's
so.
The
Front Page is the best horse in the race.
I think so.
Yeah.
Good synopsis.
Yeah.
It's a hard race, but it's an easy race, if that makes sense.
It doesn't, but anyway.
I think it's easy because I think there's only three hopes, 8, 13 and 2, but the problem is the bookies have found them all.
Yeah.
So I reckon the rest are either unsuited, they're old horses, they're first up, they're not good enough to win the race. So Front Page, I think, off peak numbers, is definitely the horse to beat. We'll go to the front from Hidden, but I think 340 will get better. Hidden Wealth, I thought, was $7. I thought was a decent price about Hidden Wealth.
And it's a market mover?
Yeah, it's firmed. Yeah, you firmed a little bit.
MM next to it.
All the MM, yeah. Firmed up a little bit. I don't think a huge amount, but I sort of an easier race. Went pretty hard in front in the 10,000. This is a lot easier. I think A Little Deep's a chance as well. I think you'll get better than 440. Plenty of upside to A Little Deep and gets in with 53.5 kilos. Am I keen to bet? No, not really. If I was going to bet, and make a beautiful little book, I would take the early odds about Hidden Wealth and then back Front Page and A Little Deep when they drifted. But I don't fancy taking that much percentage, although I do think I would be on the winner.
Okay, let's now move to the two races that were moved from last Saturday. We're going to start with the Kingsford Smith. Let's bring the market up. So they didn't redraw this, did they? Everyone kept their same barrier and all that kind of thing, didn't they?
That's right, but there's been a couple of scratchings since.
Yes. Yep. So Jolly Star way up the top. Why don't we start with you, King Zone? Anything changed from your opinion last week?
Well, the track conditions changed, obviously, which suits Jolly Star a lot. Jolly's into nine there. I think Jolly's a much better chance sitting in this chair today than I did 7 days ago.
Yeah.
For me, I think there's two bets in the race. Jolly Star, not huge for Jolly at all, not an official. And the other one's Komochi, which I think will be suited as well. Out of barrier three on the good track, failed last time, was found to be lame, won a trial since. Those are my two plays. So you could even level stake them both.
All the boys out there have been talking about Komochi all week.
So Junior won't shut up about Komochi. He's on the Komochi bandwagon. Are you a Komochi boy, Fitz?
I'm not really a Komochi boy, but like their reasoning behind it was very plausible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see why that they like it. Hasn't had much luck, but, yeah, draws really well and probably gets its chance this time in. But I'm a Jolly Star man on this race. I've decided this week that it's not going to be official Saturday set tip, but I'm going to be back in Jolly Star. I think it sets up perfectly for it now with the way the scratchings have fallen and the way the track's dried out.
Yep.
And, yeah, for me, Giga Kick and Benedetta were the two dangers, and I thought that they were going to be behind it in the run, and I think J-Mac will probably be in front, and I think it's going to be the best horse in the race, Jolly Star, and I think it's the one to beat.
Giga, no one's really mentioning Giga. Anything to say on Giga? Just
pretty well found well. At $4.
Yep.
Giga's been he's been well back, Giga Kick. He's tipped, but he was very well tipped in the Goodwood last time, and I know it went wide. But you can make ground down the middle at Morpheville. I don't know about if Giga's still the same horse. Yeah, I'd take $8 Giga, but I wouldn't be taking $4. Definite chance, but just a bit well found for me.
Very good. Let's move to the Derby. And Belle Dattel, she's back.
Well, this is fate.
It is. I was listening to Chris Waller's thing, weekly show that he does with Charlie Duckworth, and he said that Belle Dattel had like a little abscess on her foot on Saturday morning.
Mm.
Then the staff worked hard all day and they finally got it to pop, I think, on like Saturday night.
Okay.
And I don't know much about how all this works, but as soon as it pops, the horse, instantly relieving for the horse. And by
and the heel's pretty quick, obviously.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I mean, I guess it's something like a blister, you know, you get a blister on your foot and then you pop it, you put a band-aid around it, you're fine. So anyway.
Fate.
So Belle Dattel is back.
Belle's
still got
back.
That horrible barrier draw. But over to you, son.
Drawn wide, yeah. We spoke about this last week, so I'm not going to go too in-depth. Belle Dattel, well-backed last start. James went right back. I don't think he'll be doing the same thing from 19. He'll look to slot in probably midfield, get a bit closer. I think she's really well-suited. I think she's a good price as well. Firm Agreement's another one who I'm pretty keen on. Very happy that the track's dried out as well. Failed last start, but prepared to forgive as we do on this show.
We must forgive.
We must forgive, and as was the case last Thursday, they are both official Saturday set tips for me.
Excellent. Fizz, what you got to add, buddy?
No, nothing much because we talked about it last week, but Belle Dattel for me, top pick. I had Statuario second pick, and interesting race. Not a race I'll get heavily involved with in betting though, but I think if you want to back Belle Dattel, you'd want to back it at the whatever best price you can get available, because I think it'll start favourite.
I saw they put up, they got to $9 yesterday, which I must have been asleep on because I didn't take it.
Yeah. I didn't see that at all.
Now, what's Ladbrokes got a 650?
Well, a lot of people were talking about it being out of the race still, so it got me a bit confused.
Yeah. When I looked at the markets yesterday, it wasn't in the race. It was scratched. But
right. It's a bit weird, eh?
Yeah.
It's been very confusing. This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered for Stradbroke season with the app being packed with all the best punting tools so you can own winter. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, check out Mates Mode, where you can chat, share, and bet with your crew. We've even got our own Wolf Den Mates Mode group going. So jump in and join the fun using the code UPTHEDEN25. Get around Mates Mode and go and download the Ladbrokes app today.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
It is time for your Saturday set.
My officials read like this. So we just talked about Firm Agreement and Belle Dattel. Two more. This is my best bet of the day. Randwick Race 7, number 9, Cool Jakey. You're going to be on Jakey, Fitz.
Yeah, I should do. Name game.
Sat on a fast tempo last start, still finished second, loved the run. Gets in with 51 kilos now with a claim for McMurray. Going to be on pace with no weight. I love that profile. Around the $2.80 mark at the moment, I think it's a good price. I think Jakey will start shorter than that. And the other one is at Randwick as well. Race 9, number 11, Hedley Grange. Great first up record. 2 wins in a second from 3 starts, 2 trials. And around the $6.50 mark, which I think is a good early price as well. So those are my 4 official Saturday set tips.
Thank you, sir. Over to you, Fizz.
Right, I've got 3 in Morpheville this weekend. So race 3, number 4 is my first. There goes my hero. This horse has run second its last 3 or 4 starts, I think. But I think this weekend at the Morpheville Parks track be well suited because it gets to the front, I think, this weekend and it'd be very hard to catch. Then I go to Morpheville Race 6, number 4, a horse called Tiny Treasure. This horse loves this track, the Morpheville Parks track. I think it's got the right form lines. The others around it, I think, will struggle to beat it this weekend. So that's why I like it. Then we go to Moorfield Race 7, number 1, Debonair. I think it Dobonair. I think it's going to be a bet for the King Zone on the weekend as well.
Bit of early mail,
this horse, yeah, had a quick look at the form. This horse this weekend, it was wide first up. A little bit lucky and really hit the line nicely even after a wide run. So I think fitter second up, and there's a heap of tempo in the race. I think it's a very good chance to get over the top of them late around the $6 mark. I got one in Pinjarra. They went up pretty short. They weren't up earlier this morning, but they're up now. Race 2, number 1, Repossession. This horse is a winner. It likes winning. It's had 5 starts, 3 wins, and only concern about it's a Pinjarra straight because it's never been down it, but I think it's got drawn the right gate because they always come to the outside fence in Pinjarra, and I think it's the horse to beat.
We like winning too.
I love winners.
Excellent. Hey, talking about winners, another month goes by and we find another set of outstanding judges on the den. There's the May winners of Punter of the Year, Hamish Hartney. Like a procession, isn't it?
What a great effort by Hamish there. 19.5% profit on turnover. 4,600 profit betting to win 200 with a $100 maximum stake. Lukey comes in at second as well, 21%.
That's amazing.
There's just so many good judges on the den. El Hole.
But make sure you get on there and follow their tips. You even get notifications as to when they bet. We're doing a Saturday session on a Saturday. We're going to do all the big racing for Eagle Farm. We've got a bit of a nightcap. So the Q is the new greyhound facility that's opened up just outside of Brisbane. And it's their grand opening on a Saturday night. They've got the Flying Amy Classic, which is a Group 1 race. Here it is here. This is a drone sort of fly-through.
Looks awesome.
How good would it be to go there, get on the 4Xs and have some chicken parma or a steak and chips? And then, watch this bit now. Bang, there are the dogs. Isn't this a great shot?
Absolutely. I hope they get a big crowd out there. The facilities look amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So they put a lot of money into it. Sort of the future of greyhound racing in Queensland. They've got two tracks. They've got the Q1, the Q2. They've got a straight track as well. Obviously, it's a training facility as well. There you can see it all there. So it's a big night for them. And, of course, we're partnering up with the Queensland Winter Carnival. So we're going to add a couple of races from the dogs into our Saturday session on Saturday night. So it'll be a long day for me and the boys, but we're going to do the races during the day. Then I'm going to take them up to the Dolphin Hotel and we're going to get a lovely meal.
Beautiful.
Then we'll come back and finish off with a few races from the dogs. We've got a couple of preludes for the Brisbane Cup and the Flying Amy Classic.
Sensational.
So it'll be a big day in the den on Saturday. We'll give you outstanding content. It'll be like you've been in the den riding through all those big races with all of us. Next week too, we're going to do a live stream for State of Origin Greyhound Night.
Okay. So next Saturday night?
No, next Thursday night. So it's a very popular promotion. State of Origin in the Greyhounds, all the best dogs from New South Wales and Queensland go at it. We're going to do a live stream. We'll be doing a late Ladbrokes Mates Mode pot on it as well.
Yeah, I'm coming in for that on Thursday night. Yeah, put it in the diary.
That's good because we need you here. And then we're going to do a Mates Mode pot for that. And then we're also going to do a Mates Mode pot for Stradbroke Day.
Sensational.
And we're slowly getting towards the end of the season. Fizzer will be happy. You get a couple months off.
Colder months.
You know what next week is?
What?
Episode 100
of
the Saturday set.
There you go. Who would have thought we'd make 100, eh?
I can't wait to look back on the first one. Well, that's what I'll be playing the first one in the thing. But so I think with the ideation of Wolfden happened 4 years
the
ago.
The ideation?
Right? Ideation. Yeah. That's a word that now that I'm a corporate person, I've learnt all these words. And about 4 years ago, right? And if I came to you 4 years ago, just before we thought about Wolfden, and said, hey, boys, I'll start with you, right?
Yeah.
If I said, hey, mate, we're going to do a YouTube tipping show and we're going to do 100 episodes of it, right? This is before we'd even thought of Wolfden.
Yeah.
What price would you have given me that I would get you to do 100 episodes of a tipping show?
You were lucky to get one, realistically.
And you've loved every minute of it, haven't you?
I think our dream team, Matt, was in on the first one, wasn't he? And he disappeared after about one episode.
He's handled that good dream team, hasn't he?
The reason I got you in is because for 15 years beforehand, everyone would ask me for tips on a Saturday and I'd always come to you.
Correct.
And you give me the set and everyone loves the fizzer set. I said, well, you've got to...
Well, he's consistently tipped every winner every Saturday, hasn't he? Not every winner, but consistently won every Saturday.
Anyway, over to you. So if I'd said to you four years ago, what price are you doing 100 episodes of a YouTube
tipping
show?
Well, it starts with 100 and it's probably got another zero on the end of it.
Because I remember when we started doing Wolfden, I said to you, you know, we probably should look at making some content. And your response was, why would we do that? We have no talent. Maybe we don't have no talent, but we're 100 episodes in. Thank you for the support and we'll see you next week up the den.